Before President Bush laid out his plan on Friday, the automakers had pleaded with Congress not just once, but twice, before it fell to the White House. Lots of politicking went into getting the deal to where it is, and many members of Congress remain skeptical. Joining us now is our friend NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Juan, thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And polls suggest that this is still a very controversial proposition among the American people.
You know, it's controversial, I guess, to some extent, but the fact is more than half, 55% in a recent Washington Post-ABC poll, opposed the auto bailout. 55%. That's pretty strong. If there was an election, you'd lose.
Yeah.
So I think what you have here is the president's hand, to some extent, being forced. We just heard from Cheryl Corley that he used language like disorderly, that if the auto industry was to collapse at this moment, it would have a disorderly impact on the entire American economy. It would deepen the recession. It would make it harder and tougher for people going forward. So he felt it was, with concessions from the, especially from the unions, it was imperative that some money be put in there so that no one can say, as I think it was Vice President Cheney said earlier this week, that George W. Bush would be the Herbert Hoover of this time. So what you had the president doing was, it's like, Scott, you and I are driving down the road, and you say, Juan, I'm not feeling well. Hold the wheel for a minute. And I think that's what you've got. I think President Bush is holding the wheel for a moment, knowing that President-elect Obama is going to have to deal with this very shortly.
Of course, we did just have an election. And if anything, President-elect Obama sounds even more determined to get something going for the auto industry than President Bush has. Tell us what he's going to face in March, though.
Well, in March, he has some tough decisions to make, because if the auto industry has failed to restructure, which is one of the promises of this current deal, then the question will be, well, if that was the bridge loan, now do I reinvest? Do I put good money after bad money after bad money? And then there's also the question for President-elect Obama. If he doesn't, what impact does it have on the overall stimulus package that he's trying to put in place? Again, the idea being to buck up the job market. That's a real important step for him. He doesn't want to have his administration kick off and known for high levels of unemployment and recession.
Fed made a historic move this week by cutting the key interest rate to, I mean, they're practically giving money away at this point, cutting it to zero. What are the prospects that this is going to encourage the banks to actually do business?
The banks are right now in an odd position. Obviously, the idea was in the first stimulus package that if you give them money, it's going to loosen up, free up money for them to lend to you and me, consumers and the like. Mm-hmm. They haven't done it. And the reason is simple. There's the threat of deflation. They worry that, in fact, if they gave Scott Simon a loan to buy a house, that Scott's house might in fact be worth less tomorrow than it is today. So they would have lost money right out, right immediately. So this is a difficult one. Right now you've got the lowest rate since 1954 when they started keeping records, Scott's. It was a 5% rate just back in 07 and zero today. So the question is, how do you force the bank's hands? And the banks right now just don't have the confidence.
I want to ask you about some of the most recent appointments in the Obama team that will be coming into office. There had been, as we've talked about, some anxiety among some of President-elect Obama's supporters about the moderation centrist orientation of some of his appointments. And this week he appointed Hilda Solis, Secretary of Labor.
Well, that was a break for the unions. And if you want to interpret the unions as kind of being an essential core element in the liberal base of the party and of Obama's constituency, it was a real nod to labor, because Hilda Solis, a Democrat congresswoman, is the daughter of union people, a strong vote in terms of union, a strong believer in increasing unionization. The card check issue, which is a huge controversial issue, especially for big employers, is one in which she sides with the union. So for people who are saying, you know what, we want to change and we want someone who stands with the liberals' cause, that was a big nod.
Okay. Thanks. And, of course, two members of his science and technology team today.
And people who clearly say that global warming is taking very different than the Bush administration on global warming.
And Pierre Juan Williams, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott.